The park, that's specifically Safford Park in Wollaston, the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, once again planning some big celebrations this summer. So President Walter Hubley and Bob LaRocca are both here to tell us all about it. Guys, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Walter, nice to see you again.
Again, yeah.
And Bob, good to have you back here after a couple of years.
Great to be back.
Yeah. Priorly, we have Safford Park right behind you, Walters.
It's great. Great placement. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes. And that was actually took place after the big renovation of
yes.
Safford Park.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the efforts that the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association embarked on just shortly after we were founded. We spearheaded a community preservation effort back in 2014 to renovate that park.
Okay.
Yeah.
And has it been well used since, would you say?
I think it's amazing how much use the citizens of Quincy are getting out of it. On any given day, you can get down and see someone, you know, people playing Frisbee. You can even find people having their wedding photos done at the park. It's so nice. So, yeah, it's been a great investment, and we're super happy with how the neighborhood's using it.
That's great. Tell me about the association.
Sure. So we were founded back in 2011. My wife, Catherine Hubley, and I. Just went door to door and dropped off some flyers and said hello to some neighbors we knew and introduced ourselves to neighbors we didn't. And from there had our first meeting. And now, ever since 2011, we originally started meeting monthly, which was a bit much, but we now meet quarterly and we focus a lot on bringing community together and creating opportunities for people to have shared experiences and get to know each other. And it's been a great effort.
So you're 10 years old now.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even realize that.
Did you ever think when you started it?
Not really.
Yeah. How many people would you say are in the association?
I would say there isn't necessarily a formal membership by virtue of living in the neighborhood. You are a member of the community.
Okay.
And we also welcome people who formerly lived in the neighborhood and just like to come back and stay connected.
Yep.
But I would say we have maybe a few hundred people on our mailing list and a couple of hundred people following us on social media.
Yep.
And at our events, depending upon what it is, we get a varying degree of participation, but usually a good turnout.
But there is a formal structure to the organization, right?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit,
501c3
nonprofit, and our mission is community building. We've got a board that meet more than quarterly to go over different programming that we're planning for the season, and also our participation in different efforts like the re-envisioning of Wollaston, which Bob is kind of our liaison for.
Yep.
That's going to be the next big thing, I guess, here in the city, right, is Wollaston Center,
the
Wollaston Business District, yeah.
Yeah, the development of that is, I think, one of the bigger things coming down the pike for the city and definitely for the neighborhood. And so we wanted to have a voice at the table there.
It's
a big part of what we're trying to do is, you know, reflect what people care about and try to, you know, bring the community together.
Sure, and Safford Park, I think, will be probably an integral part of that going forward.
Absolutely.
We've seen even downtown how important park space, open space, green space is, more now than ever after the last year and a half. I'm sure Safford Park had a lot of use for folks just wanting to get out of their house and get some fresh air.
Get some fresh air, right? Yeah, absolutely.
When Walter came knocking on your door, Bob, to tell you about the association, what was your reaction?
I mean, my wife and I moved here in 2017. And we just, you know, I grew up sort of in the area, but not in Quincy. But I just wanted to become more a part of the neighborhood. And Wally and Kathy were super welcoming. And we actually, I think, had you guys over to our house for, a beverage one night. And we just started to talk about ways we could get more involved. And it also happened to coincide with some thinking that Wally had been doing with a few folks about Saturdays in the park.
Okay.
So. Just really excited to be a part of that and just to, you know, get way to meet new people, but also to pull other people in.
Mm-hmm. So, Walter, did you say it's worked? Does it accomplish what you hoped it would?
Yeah, definitely. I think both from the impact the association has had on places within the community, whether it be through cleanups or as we mentioned earlier, the renovation of the park, as well as getting people to know each other, I think it's definitely worked. I was at a event not too long ago, maybe last week, where a neighbor of mine, you know, who I've only known for a few years, actually said, you know, that she had lived on the hill for many years, her and her husband, and she said, you know, that we really haven't felt quite as much of a community as we do now, based upon the things that you and your group are doing. So they really appreciate it.
That's really affirmation.
It was great to hear that.
Yeah. That's nice to hear. Yeah. It's not a big park. It's, I mean, it's really not, right?
No.
In terms
no.
of space-wise, acreage-wise.
Yeah, I would say it's maybe 0.2 acres or something like that. Yeah. Small space, but it's a nice space.
For folks who don't know, maybe some good landmarks, where is Safford Park?
Sure. It's directly across from Baby Cakes, the cupcake shop, which a lot of people seem to know where that is, on Beale Street. And it's also diagonally across from the Wollaston Elementary School.
Yes.
On Beale Street as well, and it was originally the site for the second Wollaston Elementary School, which was operating up until about 1912.
Yeah, that was a wooden structure. I've seen some pictures. Yeah, does the current Wollaston School utilize Safford Park at all?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
there's
not a lot of green space at the school itself.
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, I imagine they might use it for some outdoor class space or something like that, but I'm not sure actually.
Okay, all right. So how did Saturdays in the Park get born? What was the brainchild behind that?
Yeah, so I want to say it was a combination of things. We worked with the city, who did an amazing job at managing the creation and design of the space. And our goal was to have this be the place where people could go on a routine basis and meet their neighbors and enjoy different activities or different events. So, you know, once we established the space, we kind of became like the dog that caught the car, like, okay, now we have to do something with it, right? So, but we did have a lot of things in mind, and a lot of what we had planned and what we had pitched to CPA, Community Preservation Act Committee, was things of nature of music and different ceremonies and so forth. So we were meeting with a couple of neighbors and, you know, how about let's just do some music every Saturday? And then that turned into music and food on Saturday, and that turned into music, food, and beverages on Saturday, and it's just kind of gone from there. And the initial season we did it, we also added in a few wellness options and so forth. So we'll consider that down the road.
Sure, especially what's been happening
in recent times.
Yeah. How many years has it been going on?
So we did our first season in 2019. We had everything queued up for 2020, and much like everything else, it was put on pause.
Of course.
We're excited to be back for 2021.
Yeah. Is it going to be the same lineup that you would have had in 2020, would you say?
Or? Very similar.
Okay.
A few of the performances, a few of the bands, which Bob will talk about, are returning. We've got a few new ones, which we're excited about.
Okay.
We're bringing back a similar and expanded beverage program and a few similar food options. So yeah, we're moving the time slot a little bit later in the day because we found that the event we ran before ran from noon until about 5 or 6. But what we found is people started to gather around 3 o'clock.
Yep.
So we just moved the start time to 3 o'clock. Well, the feedback we got from neighbors was that's right around the time that people would finish running their errands or get back from the Little League baseball game or whatever it was they had going on that afternoon.
Okay.
So it was a better time frame.
Same thing happened with the Porch Fest, right?
Very similar dynamic. I guess I should have picked up on that, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, to give the people what they want, basically.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Saturdays in the Park just a minute. What other types of events have happened at Safford Park?
So we, during the winter months, we move off-site. We actually go to different establishments and do like a happy hour, if you will, meeting up with neighbors just for a drink and some appetizers. That's what we do in the winter months. That was an idea that Bob brought the association, which was a great way to bridge the gap when things get too cold. And then once usually sort of our kickoff event is Cleaner Greener, and that's us participating in a greater city effort, which is a wonderful effort, I believe, spearheaded by the Parks Department.
Okay.
So that's our first event, and last time we ran the park series, we actually started it in, I want to say, June, July, somewhere in that range. A little too hot that time of year, so that's why we've moved it out to August and September.
Okay.
And then the other event we often do is a movie night sometime in September, October, like a back-to-school movie night.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last event we run for the season is we've continued and kind of taken on the torch from Kevin Coughlin, our former counselor, who started the tree lighting ceremony usually within the first week of December.
Yeah.
So Councilor Kane supports us in that effort. We kind of work together with Councilor Kane and the Wollaston Elementary School PTO. So we just gather, we sing Christmas carols, Santa shows up on a fire engine, hands out candy canes, and the Wollaston PTO always brings in a great assortment of things like hot chocolate and things like that.
Sure.
So, yeah.
The addition of electricity to Safford Park made all the difference.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah. We now can have events that require electrical power without having to run a loud generator.
Right.
That in prior years, we would have a generator there to power lights, but then you kind of couldn't hear, for better or worse, you couldn't hear us singing over the
yes.
generator. So it definitely helps to have power there.
Right.
And other groups in the city, like the Scouts, as well as a local community church just this past weekend, also leverage that infrastructure to, you know, run events. And it's great to see the park getting used.
There's kind of an upper and a lower section you can kind of see from that photo, but where does most of the activity take place?
Most of it in the lower.
Okay.
We did envision potentially using that upper plateau, if you will, on the way up as maybe a staging, and that's what we do for the Christmas tree lighting.
Okay.
But the bands prefer a shade in the corner along the retaining wall.
Gotcha.
So that's where we position them. And it makes sort of a stadium effect, if you will.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Let's hear all about Saturdays in the Park 2021 at Safford Park in Wollaston.
Sure. So starting on August 7th, and it runs for 7 weeks,
okay.
every Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m., you can join us. There will be food available for purchase. There will be beverages available for purchase, and there will be live music going on. And in between live music, we will have a PA system playing music. There will also be cornhole tables available for people who just want to hang out and play that game. And then later in the month, I want to say it's the 28th, if I'm not mistaken, there is we're bringing back the citywide cornhole tournament as well.
Okay. I didn't know there was one to begin with.
There was one.
but it's coming back regardless.
Yeah, so okay. last year we kicked it off. We received participation from a couple of neighborhoods in the city. And Marymount came in and cleaned our collective clocks.
Seriously?
And took away the trophies. They were really nice cornhole board trophies.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's trophies and bragging rights.
Okay.
And they're returning.
To defend their championship.
They are returning to defend their championship.
Okay.
But I hear a team from Squanum has formed, as well as a team from Housneck, so we're getting even greater participation. It's a double elimination bracket system. Again, it's on the 28th of August. If neighborhoods want to pull together a team of four players and participate, just email info@wollastonhill.com to register your team. And the more the merrier. It'd be great to have a good, you know, friendly rivalry from across the city.
Okay. I had no idea there was such interest.
It's got to start somewhere.
Okay. Hey, listen, that's going to be your claim to fame, right?
There we go.
But before then, there's going to be celebrations every Saturday, right?
That's right. Okay. Every Saturday.
Good.
Yep.
With live music, local bands is the push, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And while you're talking about it, Bob, let's show some video of some past events and folks can get a sense for what
sure.
it looks like. But what's
yeah.
going on?
So two things really excite me about the band lineup that we've got. One is they're awesome. Like, they're super talented, kind of a nice mix of different genres. But then also, as you alluded to, they're all local.
Yeah.
Some of them actually being based in Quincy. And I think the whole spirit of Saturdays in the Park is that we try to do something that's local. You know, that honors kind of all the talent that we've got in this area, but also, like, you know, brings people together. So we're really excited. On August 7th, we're going to kick it off with Up the Downs, which is a great band. They play a mix of Irish blues and country. And in actually earlier that day, the leadoff band will be a local teenage alt rock cover band called The Sprints.
Okay.
So even in that day, there's a pretty good diversity in music. But, you know, rolling on throughout August, we'll have a couple other bands such as Idle Rumors and The Fall, both of which play classic rock covers, The Fall being based here in Quincy. Towards the end of the month, we have Greg Roy, who's a really talented reggae artist. And then closing out in the last couple of weeks, we have the Tokyo Tramps, which also play kind of a blues and rock, and then the Gypsy Moths, September 18th, which is sort of a mix of garage and soul.
Okay.
So I feel like we're hitting a lot of different types of music. They're all local. They're super talented. We encourage people to go and kind of check out some of their YouTube samplings.
Sure.
We have some stuff up on our website. But, you know, this was a really big success point for us the last time the bands brought people. And I think everybody's really excited. And again, you know, we have the ability to, you know, with electricity, such
right.
that we get great sound there. There's more than enough room. People can dance. People can just sit and chill. So that gives people a lot of options. And, you know, it's all family friendly, too. So.
Yeah. That's a nice venue for the bands, too, right?
Yeah.
To be able to kind of introduce themselves to the community and who knows, maybe get, you know, some gigs off of that, you never know, or at least get some publicity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is there camaraderie, would you say, between the bands, or is it one band per Saturday in the park?
So we try to do, we have at least one per. We try to have, you know, an opening act. I don't know if we have one scheduled for each Saturday, but we try to have, like, you know, so for example, on the first one, I mentioned the sprints, we try to, you know, give an opportunity to like an up and coming younger band or something like that.
All right.
But yeah, we have a headliner for each weekend.
Okay. So, yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Yep.
And are there any repeat performances from previous?
Yeah. Events? So the fall, again, like a Quincy-based classic rock band is played last time.
Okay.
I believe we had a couple of rainouts in 2019, but like Gypsy Moths and Up the Downs and Idle Rumors were all involved and, you know, were scheduled to play. But yeah, so we have some repeat performers, some new ones. It's a great mix.
Is there room for more?
Yeah, we're looking. We've put the word out for bands, and we, you know, we're in a certain price range, and we're in a certain schedule. And as you know, things are booking up quickly, especially on the weekends.
Yes.
So we did put the feelers out for a couple of more opening back and bands, and we're working on that.
Okay. Speaking of funding, Walter, how does that all work? How is the event?
Sure. So yeah, we're very happy to have the support of a lot of our neighbors, of course, who can do donations. We're also happy to have the support of a number of politicians, and we'll be recognizing their contribution to our event at the event. And we also have Athletic Brewing, which is also doing a sponsorship, and we're in the process of talking to other groups. And really what we're trying to do is fund the purchase of the infrastructure, the things that we need to run the event, as well as being able to pay the bands. Because unlike Porch Fest, these are actually paid performances.
Okay.
We really wanted to acknowledge their contribution in a more official way in this event. So we're excited to be able to raise money to pay. The other thing, and I can segue into the beverage and food program after that, is we've got great partners in this city, and among them are the folks at the Towns and Pearl and Lime. They're working with us this year to put together a beverage program that enables us to take a lot of, I want to say almost 100% of the proceeds after cost, and put it back into the event and back into the community. So they're really just doing this out of being great community members. They were super supportive when I was at Woodward, and they were very supportive of QCAP as well. So I'm excited to be working with the team at those two local establishments. And we also have Craig's Cafe, Tom Manicone over there. He's doing the preponderance of our food program, and he's going to bring in something different each week. And then we're going to augment his offering with some food trucks as well, which we're still trying to finalize.
Okay.
So there'll be some good options, a good variety. I would encourage people to go to the website and look at the program each week for the latest updates on the food program. But we're excited about what we're bringing. We're going to have a combination of different craft beers. We'll have some wine. We'll have non-alcoholic beer through Athletic Brewing, which has a great selection. And then we'll also have some other options as well.
Okay. No admission fee, right? No entrance fee.
No admissions fee. Okay. It's cash for beverages and food.
Sure. Yeah. And Bob, you mentioned there were some rainouts in 2019. Is there a contingency plan for rainouts?
No. We try to make the call as reasonably as we can the day before. We don't reschedule it.
All right.
And that one of the reasons why we do it 8 weeks in a row is so that we know there's going to probably be at least one or two rainouts, and you still get a lot of fun in 6 weeks.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a beautiful time of year too.
Yeah, definitely.
End of August, early September. Yeah. WallstonHill.com, right, is the main website to go to. On social media too, you guys?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at you just search for Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, and we come up. And that's really one of the better ways to get the most recent updates there, and our website would be the best ways.
Okay. Excellent.
And join our email list. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not a resident of the area, we're happy to keep you informed about everything that we have going on, and we are definitely open to have people from across the city join us.
All right, and that cornhole tournament.
It's going to be good. I think Wollaston Hill might come out of it this year. We'll see.
Just throwing down the gauntlet, all right? Warm up those beanbags.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.